One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 11. It's Monday. And long live the revolutionary. Hey, everybody. Hope everybody has recovered from Cinco de Mayo, National Free Comic Book Day, and my birthday celebrations that occurred all in the same weekend. Here I am sitting in Piney Point Studios, as I do pretty much every evening, and here I am speaking to you. I'm going to try and get ahead at one of these times so that you're getting the Monday edition on Monday and the Tuesday edition on Tuesday instead of like you're probably getting right now where you're getting the Monday edition on Tuesday and the Tuesday edition on Wednesday and the Wednesday edition on Thursday, the Thursday edition on Friday, and so on and so forth. Because I'm sure it's very confusing when you pop in your earbuds. Oh, so many things to see, so many things to do. Over the weekend, we had CIA head Gross step down, and you know, that's that happens, I guess. It wasn't something that wasn't unforeseen. There were many stirrings prior to that happening. So if you didn't see it happening, then well, guess what? You were caught by surprise. We'll try not to let that happen. Hey, it's Monday, and that means on Saturday, President Bush did his radio address. And I used to like to grab President Bush's radio address and broadcast section of it and try and tell you what he really means behind the words that he actually says. So what I have here is I've got good old Georgie Bush.
Today I want to talk with you about the new Medicare prescription drug coverage that went into effect at the start of this year.
And I get to read to you things like, hey, have you heard about the May 15th deadline for the new prescription drug program? It's a sign-up deadline, and well, guess what? In less than 2 weeks, President Bush and congressional Republicans, I hate to make this a bipartisan issue, but they are preparing to slap as many as 14 million seniors with heavy lifetime penalties because they haven't joined the bewildering new program. So what we need to do is talk about what his program is, what the benefits are, and what we can possibly do. And actually, Ben Brenzel, Brenzel of MoveOn.org, which is a political action committee, and of course, yes, they take in money to run Democrats against the Repubs, or basically against anyone who holds this neocon agenda. And I know that you're probably sitting there going, yeah, but revolutionary, what can we do about it, one man? Well, Ben and his MoveOn.org political action committee is collecting signatures. And it says, before the clock runs out next Monday, if enough of us speak up on this politically sensitive issue, we can help push Congress to act before it's too late. And I'll have a link on where you can sign up. It's at www.political.moveon.org. And if you go there, it should direct you to the Seniors First Initiative. So your question is, why are Republicans in Washington pushing this harsh deadline? Well, let's see what the president has to say about it first.
Everyone on Medicare is eligible for this new coverage, but the enrollment deadline of May 15th is just over a week away. For those of you with Medicare who have not yet signed up, it is important for you to review your options and choose a plan. By enrolling before the deadline, you can ensure the lowest possible premiums and start saving on your prescription drug bills.
Okay, so what does that mean? It says big drug companies' lobbyists wrote this Medicare drug plan. It spent hundreds of millions of dollars to ram it through Congress. To maximize profit, they need as many senators as possible to sign up and pay in. But 5 months after the launch, as many as 14 million, that's 14 million eligible people, have been unable or unwilling to join this program. So why have many seniors been shut out? Well, cost is one. the government is forbidden to use its free market negotiating power to lower costs, so seniors have to pay more, and the deficit explodes, while big drug companies rake in an estimated $325 billion profit over the next 10 years. Now, I'm all for making profit, and you guys have heard, I am a capitalist. I do live in the United States, and I do believe in a free market economy, but not in a government program. $325 billion off of 14 million, if not more, getting penalties assigned to them, that's a cost that I just can't bear. So the one man is saying, I don't care what the cost is, it's going to cost us more in the long run, in the price of our souls. Also, another thing that they have listed is control. Drug companies can switch the drugs they offer at will, but just as you and I are with our insurance plans, seniors are locked into a plan for up to a year at a time, whether or not they're getting the drugs they need. Also, confusion. Because Medicare is forbidden to offer drugs directly, seniors are bombarded with hundreds of different private programs and mountains of fine print. I don't know about you, but every time I read some of these government contracts and government things, and even just regular insurance forms, all I ever see are all the things that the insurance companies are not going to cover, all the plans that are not going to be covered, all the things that aren't going to happen. And this is part of how the revolution started. The one-man revolution started last year as a rant about how I couldn't get decent insurance because I had been laid off, well, terminated from a gig, and how they were forcing me to either purchase the Cobra insurance or... they were going to, or basically, if I went into a new plan whenever I received my next set of employment, then I would start out with quote unquote pre-existing conditions. Hey, I'm sorry, but you know, these drug companies and prescription companies and insurance companies, they don't want to take any money out of their pockets. They make billions of dollars every year because you and I don't read all the paperwork. And you know what? Whenever I'm given paperwork like that, just do what the revolutionary does. Just start reading over it. And when you can't understand it, make them read it to you. And you know what? Eventually, they'll get so frustrated reading it to you over the phone or in person. They'll just tell you, oh, we'll just sign it. And then you say, well, I guess I'll have to have my attorney look at it. And they'll say, well, why do you have to have an attorney look at it? All this is a simple thing saying what you're going to get. And I usually just say, well, you know what? I need to turn off my IM. So, you know what? The biggest problem that I have is with people telling me to sign things that I don't understand and basically bonding me in a contract, in a legal and binding contract, because I didn't understand what I was signing. And guess what? I will never, ever, 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 ever again sign something without reading it. This is how things... this is how the system beats us up, and I'm not going to let the system beat me. So there are the three factors: cost, control, and confusion. The government's forbidden to use free market. Drug companies can switch to drugs whenever they want to because they are not bound by free market problems, and confusion. Because Medicare is basically forbidden to offer drugs directly, so they're stuck with these plans. So what else did George have to say in his Saturday radio address?
Many of you have already made the wise decision to enroll. Since the new coverage went into effect, more than 30 million Americans now have prescription drug coverage through the Medicare program, and more are enrolling each week. Recent surveys show that the vast majority of seniors are satisfied with the program, and for good reason. Competition in the prescription drug market has been stronger than expected, and costs for seniors are lower than expected. The average premium that seniors pay...
So what did I just say about that? I said, well, you know, he said that people are benefiting from this and that drug prices are lower and these other things. Well, this is directly against exactly what is being said with Ben Branzell and the MoveOn.org Political Action Committee. They even cite some rather compelling individuals in different facets and how they've actually experienced the program, and they also give a lot of sources. And I will, of course, help to pass on this information by passing on to you and including it in the One Man Revolution.
Is a third less than had been expected. Just $25 per month instead of $37 per month. The typical person with Medicare who previously had no drug coverage will now spend about half of what he or she used to spend on prescription drugs, saving an average of $1,100 per year.
Now, that saving on average of $1,100 a year, that's an interesting number. And of course, in the first year of any program, and this has been shown over and over and over and over and over again with most bills that get passed, is that the first year is the most successful because all of the external contractors want to prove how wonderful they are. And all these external contractors want to prove how fantastic the program is. It's that second, third, fourth year where the program starts to get bogged down in the bureaucratic bullshit. All right, so of course this first 5 months is going to show all of these things, and these are the numbers that Bush's handlers are going to show them. And I have a story about a little letter that came from Iran today and how Bush was just briefed on it. We don't even know if he's actually even read it.
Low-income seniors receive extra help. For them, Medicare will now cover, on average, more than 95% of the cost of their prescription drugs. Thanks to this new coverage, America's seniors are now...
Again, that's today. 95% of their drugs today. You know, who knows about tomorrow? Who knows about Friday? Who knows about, you know, June or January? You know, something could happen where these drug companies just decide to turn around and want to gut the senior population, and there's nothing that we will be able to do about it, because once this deadline is enforced and all of these people are locked out, you know, because they don't know how to use the system, they don't know how the system is supposed to work for them, they don't know anything about what's going on, and the United States government is not assisting them, you know, as best as they can to get them that, because it would cost the average taxpayer money. And don't forget, a lot of doctor's offices won't take Medicare. Whether it's this new plan, the old plan, the prescription plan, the whatever plan, most doctor's offices and pharmacies do not like to handle Medicare. Okay? It's a lost leader. It's too confusing. It's too difficult to play with.
Getting the modern medicine they need at prices they can't afford. Prescription drug coverage under Medicare is also giving our seniors more and better choices for their health care. Instead of having to accept...
Now, are more choices necessarily better choices? I know he said it kind of fast, but he said more and better choices. Well, more choice just generally tells me that you have more things that you have to wade through and more time that you have to take to understand them. Now, if there's only a 7-day deadline left and people haven't even known about this, well, is 7 days long enough to just do it? And what's someone going to say at the Medicare office? Just pick one now. You can change it later. Just pick something. Now, what will happen is next year it will come up. They'll still have not read it. The options will have changed. And then they'll be hit with the same decision. Well, just pick something now. Come on. The system is built so that it can help you, not so that it's to hurt you. Now, there's a person in Annapolis, Maryland, and this is, again, cited from this article I received in my mail today, from Ben Branzell of MoveOn.org, and she identifies herself as Ann P. She says she's a benefits manager for her company. She knows quite a bit about the program, and she can say that it's a huge mess. Most retirees don't understand it, and the education has been very poor. Well, George Bush is the education president. You know, why not? I know that most of the time they say, oh, well, these programs are very well documented. Well, thousands of pages of documentation does not mean that they're well documented. It means that they're nice and confusing. Here's another one. Guy lists himself as David K. or Dave K. from Penangrel, Pennsylvania. I'm 75 and I have two insurance plans and talk to my doctors and I get more confused each time I ask. I don't know if I should sign up or not. The deadline is another cost for our age group, because most of us cannot afford it. So the closer this deadline comes, the worse it becomes, because these are people on fixed incomes. The reason they're getting Medicare is because they don't have the money to purchase their own private insurance. But hey, you know, isn't this what George is all about? Isn't this about what King George is all about? Help the rich, screw the poor, and fuck everybody else in between, because he really doesn't care about us. Rebecca D. from Denver, Colorado, says, my partner's mother selected a plan that carried all of her meds. Recently, her physician prescribed an antibiotic that was no longer on her list. After a couple of days of research to see if they could get it approved, she ended up paying out of pocket. Because of the delay, her infection worsened, and she ended up with a high fever and subsequently went to the ER and spent 3 days in the hospital. And she says, this is reckless endangerment of our elderly and our infirm. So again, this is stuff written by lawyers, by politicians, by people who, you know, are not really, who aren't in this situation and never will be. President will never have to pay for his own health care for the rest of his life. Wouldn't that be nice to get a job where that happens? You know, same thing with a lot of these congressmen. They can continue as long as they are in office or in law, as long as they're in public life, receive free health care. So why allow these people to continue to call the shots on this? So I'm going to urge you to sign, along with the revolutionary, the political .moveon.org's current, what do they call this here, current political action, calling on Congress to cancel the May 15th deadline, also called the May 15th lifetime penalty, which is also being called the senior tax, and to fix the Medicare drug program. It's time to put the seniors' needs above corporate greed. So I wonder if George says anything about corporate greed or anything about that.
One size fits all plan. Seniors are now choosing from a variety of drug plans, and they're finding the one that best fits their needs. Most seniors are able to choose their plans that have low premiums, low or no deductibles, fixed co-payments for most drugs, and affordable coverage to fill in coverage gaps. Medicare prescription drug coverage is a great deal for seniors. So today I'm encouraging those of you who still have not enrolled to take a look at your...
He says it's a great deal for seniors. What does he know? What does he know what a great deal is? I would love to just interview him and ask him simple questions like, how much does a gallon of milk cost? You know, where can I find a, you know, where can I find a pitchfork? Where would I buy a pitchfork? You know, and see if he would say a feed store and about $3, you know, $3.50 for a gallon of milk. I buy low fat, so mine's, you know, $3.50. I'm sure yours might be more. Although I don't understand why they actually, mine's actually more because it has less fat in it. Oh, that's a weird thing.
Options and sign up before the May 15th deadline in order to ensure the lowest premiums. Even if you do not have significant drug expenses now, you should consider joining a Medicare drug plan to protect yourself against high prescription drug bills down the road. There are many ways you can get help to choose a drug plan and enroll. You can ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. You can speak with a Medicare counselor.
Now, he says here, you could speak with a Medicare counselor. I'm going to back this up a little bit. And consistently, the Medicare helplines have consistently given out false information helping seniors struggling to choose a plan. And that comes from the Chicago Tribune. Report wraps Medicare's advice line. And basically, you know, it says within the Chicago Tribune article that just false, straight up false information is being given out. So, you know, to you and I, to me, that's a big problem, because maybe it's not just that there's false information being given out. Maybe it's the wrong information. Information that they're asking one question, the individual on the other end of the phone only got, you know, a week's worth of training to understand how the program works, and they're getting, you know, $5, $7, $8 an hour to answer the phone, and last week they were delivering pizzas. You know, I mean, this happens. These are some of these jobs that the government hires for. They've got great benefits. Again, remember, a lot of the jobs that we get out there today have absolutely nothing to do with their salary. It has to do with the benefits that you can get for taking that job. I took the job I have now, not for the salary that I have, but for the benefits that it has. And in the long run, the benefits far outweigh the salary.
Plan and enroll. You can ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. You can speak with a Medicare counselor 24 hours a day at 1-800-MEDICARE. You can enroll online by visiting the official Medicare website at medicare.gov. If you need help enrolling, citizens groups like AARP and NAACP, faith-based organizations, health professionals, and pharmacies are working to answer questions. Between now and May 15th, events will be held across the country to answer your questions and help you enroll for the new drug coverage. And if you have...
And to me, that's a lot, a big push at the end with a push that should have been going all along. And I think that's another failing that this administration has. They like people to make decisions quickly, without much thought, and decisively. You know, I think Jon Stewart has one of the best little raps about King George. He says that he is the decider. He is the guy that decides things. You know, he doesn't just act. He's decisive about acting. So if that's the way he wants Americans to be, we see how many problems he has had being that decisive himself. So this was a program written by lawyers. This is a program written by government officials, drug companies, insurance companies, HMOs, and other types of health maintenance, quote-unquote, organizations. That really is a bad plan. And if I got to go one topic for today, this is the topic I'm going to stay with. And the reason why this topic is so important is because we all age. I just got a year older. I'm not old enough for Social Security yet. I'm not old enough to get this Medicare plan. But when I get old enough to get it, it's not going to be there for me anyway. So we need to help the people that are stuck there today.
Family or friends on Medicare, you can help too. Helping can be as simple as showing an older neighbor how to fill out a form, helping a senior use the internet, or making a call for your mom or dad. I was proud to sign Medicare prescription drug coverage into law. Because we acted, America now has a Medicare system to fit the needs of the 21st century. And millions of Americans...
See, now this is another problem that I have. He had the ability at one point to sign medicine for the entire country. There were propositions alive in the Congress to allow for medical care, not some type of private insurance company, some medical care for all of us. And he decided to just utilize Medicare as a way to slip all of this away from the actuality. And it's going to, again, take us 2 weeks to get away from this issue and back to the issues at hand. The issues of getting our people out of Iraq, getting our people out of Afghanistan, getting Cheney to stop talking about the Russians. And I, again, you Russian people, I apologize for my for the people that are governing me. I do not agree with them. Hey, Chinese guys, I'm sorry that my president mispronounced what country you guys are. I know you're the People's Republic of China. And there's a there's a couple of billion people. Well, there's a billion and a half people in your country that support each and every one of you. So I understand the giant geopolitical issues that are going on. And if they're continuously poking at you and pushing you away and pushing the American people away from knowing what's going on, then the revolutionary has to step in, and the revolutionary has to tell you the real story.
American seniors and persons with disabilities are now saving a lot of money and receiving the modern health care they deserve.
Notice he just says a lot of money. He doesn't give any numbers because he's just guessing that there is there's a lot of money being made off of this. You know, basically the Center for Economic Policy Research in February published a report called "The Excess Cost of the Medicare Drug Benefit." Take a look at this article or this research, and it will show you. It'll open your eyes a little bit and make up your own mind. I mean, I have a problem with a lot with someone saying it's saving us a lot of money, saving a lot of people a lot of money, because that just means that how much money were they spending before, and how much are they spending now? And then they call it a savings. Well, if it was 80% of what it was, then there's a significant benefit. But if it's like 10%, a nickel, a dime, come on, dude, that's nothing.
Coming days, we will continue working to make sure that everyone with Medicare has a chance to save money and enjoy the peace of mind that this new drug coverage brings. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I listen to you. I listen to him almost as much as I listen to those guys in the corner that say that the world is about to end, with the little placard on the front and on the back. I walk over and I give him $1 and I say, make sure you get a beer before the world goes up. And they usually say, thank you very much, sir. And I say, no, thank you for being revolutionary. All right, well, I'm going to leave you guys with just one piece of music today. I know I've been music heavy lately, so I'm just going to leave you with one piece, of course, from the PodSafe Music Network. And that would be from Steve Newman and Friends, and it's a lullaby for lawyers, and it's about 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
There are rats, there are bats, there are stinky, mangy cats, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are weasels, there are skunks, there are bandits, there are punks, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their quips and their quiddities, their fees and their contingencies. There are lice, there are mice, there are lots of things not nice, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. But the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With the res ipso loquitur and the respondeat superior. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There's thrombosis, halitosis, and there's diverticulosis, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. Diarrhea, gonorrhea, and seborrhea, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their proximate causes and their escape clauses, yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With affirmative defenses, I would rather see a dentist. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are rats, there are bats, there are stinky, mangy cats, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. There are weasels, there are skunks, there are bandits, there are punks, but the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. With their quips and their quiddities, their fees and their contingencies, yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer. Yes, the worst thing in the world is a lawyer.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for redress of grievances.
And redress your grievances by helping out MoveOn.org and Ben Branzell of Ben and Jerry's. And the Revolutionary, yeah, I know, add me in there too, by going to MoveOn.org and supporting the call to Congress to cancel the May 15th lifetime penalty. In other words, no matter how long the senior lives, if they don't make it in before the 15th, every year they're on it until the day they die, they're penalized because they didn't sign up a piece of paper, fill out a freaking document by the 15th of May. So support the cancellation of that so-called senior tax and fix the Medicare drug program. And as they say, it's time to put seniors' needs above the corporate greed. And me? I say, support the seniors now. We'll all eventually be old. And shit, who knows? It could happen to each and every one of us, couldn't it? All right, so, if we're all lucky. So if you want to contact me about any of this information, contact me at onemanrevolution@gmail.org. Contact me on Skype. Catch the Revolutionary out there. That's TheRevolutionary. I know I love doing that fast because you guys are going to spin it back like 800 times trying to get it. It's just The Revolutionary with an underscore between the and R. And if you want to just catch us on the web, we're at onemanrevolution.org. Onemanrevolution.org is going. It always has the show notes on it, and it is the place where we put up where to get all the great music and where all the other things are. I'm headed off to see Poseidon tomorrow night. No, I don't think we have any tickets left. But if you sneak up and say, "Hey, I'm Rit the Revolutionary," we might be able to find a seat for you. And that's at Winter Park at about 7:30. Get there at around 6:30. So that you can get yourself a seat. So say, hey, I'm here to see the Revolutionary. I'm here to help Joey Cruz, the man from Ravenlocks Entertainment. And tomorrow night I'm going to include Ravenlocks Entertainment Podcast as my cast a day because last Tuesday almost friggin' killed me. All right, so that's the way it is. That's the way I see it. And remember, revolution starts with one man standing up and saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. So say a prayer for me. And if you're not religious, just keep good thoughts flowing in my direction as I do a cast a day in the entire month of May.
You are listening to One Man Revolution with your host, The Revolutionary.
See ya!